You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Good evening. I would like to invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference that will be held in October. The location is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida, starting at 7:30. Our theme this year will be God's end time plan for the marketplace. We want to encourage you and give you strategies to take the mountain of business, possess the top of the mountain. Sometimes we're at the bottom of the mountain when it comes down to the body of Christ in the area of business. But we want to encourage you and teach you and share some things about God's end time plan for the marketplace. You know, the mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it really as a platform. And there's a lot of ungodly corporations, businesses that are using the platform to push ungodliness upon society and to change the culture of this society from godliness to wickedness. And so what we want to do is that we want to teach you, we want to encourage you through this conference to look at the marketplace from a different perspective, even a place to launch the gospel and to continually relaunch the gospel. Sometimes we don't have the platform to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feeds these ungodly corporations. That there are many people in the body of Christ that are restraining from taking their substance or their money to these businesses in the marketplace that are trying to push cultural change or ungodliness upon society, period. And so we want to encourage you to come out to the Christ in the Marketplace conference. That's 250 North Babcock in the month of October, October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And we're also putting together a question and answer session for that Saturday. Those of you that would like to start up or upstart a business, we're going to have people there to help you and encourage you and tell you what the Bible has to say concerning starting up a business. Okay, once again, that's 7:30, October the 11th, 12th, and 13th, Christ in the Marketplace Conference. The theme is God's end time plan for the marketplace. Okay, God bless.
Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. I'm reading from the NIV. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish.
Come on, they'll ridicule you. As a matter of fact, Hebrews 12, just dropped in my spirit. Run to Hebrews 12 real quick. Amen. Oh, glory to God. You said ridicule, mock. Oh, glory to God. I didn't know that sometimes to have a testimony, you got to go through a test.
Yes, you do.
Amen. Yeah. You got to have endurance. Yes. Somebody say endurance. The ability to last.
Yes.
I got a good example sitting here in front of me. Oh, glory to God for it. Because Hurricane Mary, you've been married about 100 years, or close to it, right?
Actually, the 31st of this month, 60.
60, yeah, okay.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's endurance. Somebody say that's endurance.
Yes, it's an endurance test.
The Bible says in Hebrews 12 and 1, wherefore, seeing you are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. How many know we got folks watching us?
Yep.
Every day folks are watching us. They're watching our lives. As a matter of fact, Hebrews 3 and 1 says Christ Jesus, the profession of our faith. It doesn't say confession. A lot of times we're confessing Christ, oh glory to God. But the Bible says the profession.
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus.
So you got to consider God when you're going through something.
Amen.
You got to consider the Lord. You got to consider what he went through. Sometimes we're thinking about ourselves. Sometimes it's all about us. Oh, glory to God. Like we ain't supposed to go through anything, but we.
Who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more
glory. Let me go to Hebrews chapter 3. I don't know Hebrews 3. I don't know what you're reading, maybe, but maybe I wrote that. Maybe I wrote down the wrong. Okay, all right. Hebrews 3 and 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, considering the apostle and high priest of our, somebody say, profession. Profession. Oh, glory to God. Profession. How many know that, let me say it this way. How many know that when I tell folks that I'm a hairstylist, I'm telling folks that that's my profession. They, you know, they consider me to be, somebody say, a professional at that. And there are times, praise the Lord, that, you know, we're confessing Jesus Christ. And how many know sometimes the world expects for us to be what? Professional at it. A professional. We're not perfect. We're not always a professional. Oh, glory to God. Now, we're striving to be more like Christ. Go back over to Hebrews chapter 12. I'm just trying to follow the leading of the Lord. Is that all right?
Yeah.
And so the Bible says, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Somebody say, folks are watching us. Oh, glory to God. They're watching us. They're watching our confession. Oh, glory to God. They're watching our profession. Let us lay aside every weight. Every weight. Tell somebody everything that comes between you and God.
Everything that comes between you.
And sin. How many know that weights weights aren't necessarily sins, but sometimes we can get preoccupied with things. Sometimes we can put people before God. Come on, we can let people come in your life to weigh you down. People come into your life to take away. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so guess what? We need, my wife over here trying to help me to preach. we need to be careful. How many know your children can, how many know that we can be bogged down with relatives? Come on, somebody. Folks, you know, God bless this one particular person, but they're so, and there's nobody in here, but they're so preoccupied with relatives and the things that are going on with relatives. And I'm like, you know, and I talk to them all the time. Like I said, there's nobody in here. Nobody in here. So, you know, and I'm like, you got a calling on your life. Amen. And they're all over the place. They can't focus on the calling that's upon their life. Why? Because they're too preoccupied with people. Come on, somebody. And there are things that are, because how many know when you got to wait, how many know it's going to slow you up? I was in the military, and I was in weapons, and I was a mortarman. One of my things that I did, I was a mortarman, and the base plate of the mortar was like 50 pounds. I already had a 50-pound backpack on, so when I would have to, when it would be my turn to carry the weight or the mortar, I didn't know I couldn't move as fast as what I wanted to. Oh, glory to God. It was a weight. You cannot run as fast as you want to run because of what? Weights. Can I tell you something? The Bible says, and I'm all over the place now, praise God. The Bible says Adam, what? He walked with God. He walked with God. Come on. When you look in the Bible, I believe the Bible says that Enoch lived all of these hundreds of years. Come on, somebody. And then he was not. Why? The Bible says that he walked with God. We're called to walk with God. How many know that you're really not called to do a whole lot of running? Now we're gonna read that. Guess what? You're gonna run a race, but you're not. You got sheep don't do a lot of running. When Esau showed up and to his brother Jacob, and he says, "Okay, you know, we'll escort you," and they were on horses, Jacob said, he said, "I can't push the sheep too fast. It'll kill them. Why? Because sheep gotta be paced. God wants to pace you. A lot of times we get out of step with God. God is walking along. Come on, somebody. All right, come here, son. I want you to make like you're God and start walking. All right, and then I'm gonna walk with you. All right, start walking. Sometimes we're doing this, and God is walking. So guess what? We gotta run to catch up. This is why the Bible says, okay, all right, you shall run and not get weary. You shall walk and not faint. Because there's sometimes God got to extend the special grace for you to run and to be able to catch up. You weren't meant to do all that running. And so God has to extend grace for you to run and to catch up. So yes, you can run and not get weary. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But really, you're supposed to be walking with God. I don't know if y'all get this. We're not called to always run, be doing all this running. A lot of times we got to run because we got to catch up. Oh, glory to God. You see God pacing the children of Israel, somebody say, in the wilderness. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, walk with God. And so the Bible says, every weight, every sin that so easily beset us. Come on, somebody. You know, you'll have things that's along the way to trap you. And the Bible says, run with patience the race. Now, everybody in here, you got a race. Come on, he's talking about a course. Everybody in here, you got a race. You got your own course. I remember one time in a vision, the Lord was showing me my wife's course, and I was trying to run my wife's course, and the Lord was like, you can't run her course. That's what I called her. Sometimes you got to let folks run their own course.
That's right.
Okay, all right.
Amen.
All right. In other words, stay in your lane. That was her lane. That was her race. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so the Bible says the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, somebody say the author and the finisher. Run to St. John 17:4, somebody. The author, somebody say, and the finisher. What God starts, he finished. Yeah. God ain't quitting along the way. Come on, so God don't stop. He's a finisher, the finisher of our faith, who for the joy, somebody for the joy.
Joy.
See, look, can I tell you something? Joy is an emotion. That meant that God didn't spend a whole lot of time, the Lord didn't spend no time entertaining negative emotions.
Wow.
That's good. Because he looked at it as joy. What he did for you, he looked at it as a joy. He got excited about doing it. He got excited about dying on the cross for your sin, somebody. That was joy. That was joy for him. Now, you know, come on, all right, okay. Somebody in here, you was told that you had to die for somebody. Your emotions will be all over the place. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. But the Bible says, the Bible says joy. Okay. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross.
Yes.
Endurance. Somebody say endurance. Despising the shame. Oh, glory to God. Now, hold up now. He's king of the world. He's God. He's the Son of God. And he despised. Oh, glory to God. That's like saying you hate shame. A lot of us, we get shamed real easy. But the Bible says he hate shame. He hated the shame. Is this good or what? It's good to me. It's junk. I'm telling you this. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, glory to God. I'm just going to follow the Lord now. Whatever, you know, I'm just allowing him to change and make changes and all of this stuff. I'm hoping y'all get this. Hallelujah. Okay. Now I try to get back to my notes. All right. Okay. All right. 17:4. Did you read that?
Yeah. I have glorified thee on the earth.
Uh-huh.
I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do.
Jesus said, now listen now. Jesus said, I've glorified. He's talking to the Father. I've glorified you here. Somebody say, on the earth. Glory to God. Read.
And now, O Father, glorify thou me.
Hold on. I have glorified you. Read what?
I I have glorified thee on the earth.
Uh-huh.
I have finished the
work. I have finished. I have finished. I didn't quit. I didn't stop, start, stop, start. Some of us have quit on things. You got people that quit on life. You got people that quit on, you don't have, now the Lord may tell you to quit a job. He told me to quit a job. Let me throw that out there. I don't want nobody, you know, hallelujah. When he gave me the green light to left the space, to leave the space center. So, hallelujah. But I'm just saying, I know people that quit. I mean, it's like, my God, that four or five jobs, seems like they have four or five jobs in 1 year. They quitters. Come on. They quitters. You got people that quit in life. We got what? Assisted death now. People that give up, come on, and give people permission to take their life. Mm. You got people that commit suicide, come on. Yeah. Oh, worry about they're quitting. How about the man in the jail, in the prison, come on. He was about to quit, come on. Mm. But, I ain't got time to go. Yeah, I'm all off. No, I ain't off. I'm just following the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Quitters. Somebody say, ain't no quitting me.
No quitting.
Oh, glory to God. I believe every time you say it, something's happening in you. Oh, glory to God. See, can I tell you something? You got to have enough word in you that when a negative thought comes, that word will combat that negative thought. Okay, let me say that one more time. You got to have enough word in you that when something sticks its head up, when the enemy begins to speak in your ear, you got enough word in you to combat, come on somebody, to go against that negative thing that you're hearing that was saying. Okay, alright. Ooh, believe me, as a pastor, I've heard a lot of negative things trying to run up in this head. Oh, glory to God. But it was the word that combated what I was hearing. Oh, glory to God. When the devil would say, you ain't gonna never have no money. Come on.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Even today, when I came around the corner with my cell phone and I looked and I'm like, where is everybody? What's going on here? Oh, glory to God. And the enemy tried to put a thought in my head, and I said, devil for my trouble.
Amen.
I decree and declare, I receive food.
Yes.
Come on. You got to have enough word in you and discernment. Somebody say, and discernment. That you can recognize when the devil's speaking and trying to discourage you and come against what? Your emotions. See, the devil wants to get you going in a direction. Oh, glory to God. Emotion. Get you going in emotion. And then next thing you know, you look up and you say, how did I get way down this road? You're kind of like, who was that? Elijah. Got so far, I had to turn around and go back. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Anybody getting anything out of this? Okay. All right. Tell somebody there's no quitting me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that a lot, so get used to it. You may bust out laughing. That's going to be joy popping up in you. Amen, somebody. All right, there it is. It's working
there
all
it
day.
Is. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, let's
go. Oh, glory to God. Did I tell you to go to Acts 20:24?
No.
Acts 20:24?
Just did.
All right. Trying to get back to my notes now. But have your way, Spirit of the Lord, God. Hallelujah.
Acts 20:24 reads, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
Amen. Now he's talking about finishing his race. Go to 2 Timothy 4:7. 2 Timothy 4:7. 2 Timothy 4:7.
And it reads,
uh-huh.
I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course.
Okay, so you see that Paul is talking about the race. And he had been in ministry for a little hot moment, but he was talking about the race, this course. And then he comes back and then he says, I've finished my race. Oh, glory to God. I'm a finisher. Just like Christ Jesus was a finisher, I'm a finisher. I remember when you got a calling on your life. Come on. I've been around long enough to see a lot of people start ministry or glory to God. And this is no throw off. I'm just preaching. The Lord told me to talk about finishing. Amen. And so I've been around a lot of friends. Amen. They didn't count the cost. Come on, somebody. They started, but they did. How many know the enemy? The enemy knows, and not saying that they're not, you know, they had callings on their life. But you gotta have endurance. You gotta be able to finish, because guess what? There's gonna be hard times. The enemy is gonna stick his head up. Come on, somebody. The enemy is gonna jack slap you. You know, just like I walk in here and say, what the world is going on? Where's everybody at? I know everybody's been on a lot of people school shopping. You know, sometimes when we take a vacation, it's everybody else's license to take a vacation. We know that by now. Amen, somebody. But you got to be a finisher.
Yes.
You got to look at things and call those things that, you know, hey, you can't call it what the enemy wants you to call it. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. You know, I love to say when it look like I'm losing, I'm really winning. Yes. Tell somebody I'm winning. I'm a winner. Tell somebody I'm a finisher.
I'm a finisher.
All right.
Well, I'm going to
know that sometimes we don't always recognize that there are things in us that keep us from finishing. Okay. I'm going to say that again. Go to Genesis chapter 35. Sometimes we don't recognize that there are things in us that keep us from finishing. Oh, glory to God. Genesis 35. Let's go there.
And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there.
Okay.
And make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother.
Okay. All right. Which God? Read a little bit further down the page.
Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean and change your garments. Let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way in which I went.
Now look at this now. Look at this now. Jacob had already had an experience with God, an introduction to God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Because I really wanted to start further down the page, but, you know, I'm glad you started there. All right. Because let me say this, his family didn't know God like he knew God. He was really, it's really like a little picture of a shepherd leading people to Bethel, which means house of God or house of bread. Oh, glory to God. And so here he is. He's taking his family, and they're on their way to Bethel, house of God, house of bread. Now drop down to verse 16, and the Bible says what?
And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to go.
There was but a little ways to go to what?
Ephrath.
They were on their way to, they had gotten to Bethel, come on, and now they were leaving Bethel. Somebody say house of God, because let me show you something. When you get born again, when you get saved, that don't mean for you just to stay, somebody say, at the door, at the foot of the cross, but he wants you to go on to Ephrath, which means what? Fruitful. God wants you to go to a place of fruitfulness. And so all of a sudden the Bible says that there were just a little ways to go. Sometimes we get stuck in the little. We get stuck between, come on, entering in or glory to God and going to fruitful. See, the enemy will fight you all the way to fruitfulness. Read.
And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor.
Okay.
And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin.
What does it say? She died. Just a little ways.
I would like to invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference that will be held in October. The location is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. Starting at 7:30. Our theme this year will be God's End Time Plan for the Marketplace. We want to encourage you and give you strategies to take the mountain of business, possess the top of the mountain. Sometimes we're at the bottom of the mountain when it comes down to the body of Christ in the area of business. But we want to encourage you and teach you and share some things about God's end time plan for the marketplace. You know, the mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it really as a platform. And there's a lot of ungodly corporations, businesses, that are using the platform to push ungodliness upon society and to change the culture of this society from godliness to wickedness. And so what we want to do is that we want to teach you, we want to encourage you through this conference to look at the marketplace from a different perspective, even a place to launch the gospel and to continually relaunch the gospel. Sometimes we don't have the platform to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feeds these ungodly corporations. And that there are many people in the body of Christ that are restraining from taking their substance or their money to these businesses in the marketplace that are trying to push cultural change or ungodliness upon society, period. And so we want to encourage you to come out to the Christ in the Marketplace conference. That's 250 North Babcock in the month of October. In the month of October. October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And we're also putting together a question and answer session for that Saturday. Those of you that would like to start up or upstart a business, we're going to have people there to help you and encourage you and tell you what the Bible has to say concerning starting up a business. Okay, once again, that's 7:30, October the 11th, 12th, and 13th, Christ in the Marketplace Conference. The theme is God's End Time Plan for the Marketplace. Okay, God bless. We'll see you there. Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Address is 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. God bless you.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, John, a lot of politicians these days reduce the gospel to a message of social change. Particularly, there's a focus on redistributing wealth and honoring the poor. Along those lines, in Matthew 5, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor." Now, what do we make of that? Was Jesus identifying ministry to the poor as being central to the gospel message?
Finish the sentence. Blessed are the poor in spirit, not the poor in